Very happy now to be chatting with Lana Fitt, the Economic Development Manager with the Salmon Arm Economic Development Society. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hi, Nathan. Thanks for inviting me. We're pleased to be here.
Yeah, very happy to chat a little bit about what's going on these days. And let's just start with you telling us a bit about what the Salmon Arm Economic Development Society is.
Great. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So Salmon Arm Economic Development Society, or SAIDS as it's kind of more commonly referred to, is a nonprofit organization that's on contract with the city to provide economic development services for our community. And so what that means is we really focus on supporting our existing businesses and helping them to ensure that they're sustainable and that they're growing. We focus on the attraction of new investment and new talent in the community. And we also undertake various community projects that focus on the betterment of quality of life for our residents as well.
And can you tell me a bit about yourself, a little bit of background, how you got involved maybe with SAIDS?
Sure, you bet. So I moved here about 11 years ago with my family. My kids were quite young at the time, grade 2 and grade 3 when we relocated. I was previously employed with the Regional District of Bulk Lane Chaco in Burns Lake for a number of years doing economic development there. And then when the opportunity came up for this position in Salmon Arm, my family was all over it. It was by far the best move we've ever made, no looking back. Obviously, amazing community to have the opportunity to live in and raise your family in, but also a really great organization to be a part of as well.
So this past year, obviously, now we're past the one-year mark of COVID. It's been tough. Can we talk about the COVID response effort? I mean, obviously, local businesses have been impacted by this. What's an update on how you guys are helping with the COVID response effort?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been a challenging year. There's no question for a number of businesses in our community, for community organizations, and also for residents. But I just like to start by saying how proud I am of how our community has weathered this storm and come through it. And I think, you know, that's been the one predictable thing through the whole pandemic is just how our community organizations have come together, how the City of Salmon Arm has supported the community through this time, how our residents have worked really, really hard to support our local businesses, and how our businesses have stepped up, quickly pivoted their operations, and worked really hard to keep their workers and our communities safe during this time. So that has been, you know, one of the shining stars, I guess, throughout the pandemic, is just how everyone has really come together and done really, really well in supporting one another during this time. I think the, you know, on the flip side, obviously there's been some significant financial impacts to local businesses, most notably in our hospitality and tourism sector, for sure, but that spreads broadly throughout the community. You know, as we've seen downturns in our restaurant industry, our food processors are also impacted. You know, our accommodators, obviously, our hotels, restaurants, our resorts are seeing a downturn there as well. But again, it's been really positive to see how locals are doing staycations and who are trying to really take a concerted effort to support our local businesses during this time. Some of the things that we've been working on here, I think one of the bigger challenges we noted right away was communication with our local businesses and just conveying accurate and current information in a situation that is changing by the moment. So that's something we really focused on immediately with the pandemic, is providing as accurate and fast information out to our businesses as possible. So we really focused on sharing e-news blasts and conducting one-on-one outreach with our businesses during this time. The other big thing we noted right away is that businesses need help to transition to a digital platform when they couldn't access their customers in the traditional way, that face-to-face being impacted through COVID. So we ran a couple of different programs that were designed to support businesses during this time. One was an e-commerce program. We worked with some students at Okanagan College and were able to provide free support for businesses to develop and launch Shopify pages, so e-commerce sites during this time. We also recently had a couple of students or individuals working with us to support businesses increasing their digital presence. So things like developing their Google listings and TripAdvisor listings, HelloBC and other platforms like that. So really trying to elevate our community's exposure on some of those key digital platforms as well. Again, those were free services that we were able to provide businesses through grant funding that we were able to secure. So that was, you know, some good programs that we found good uptake from our businesses on. I think the final thing is just that support local concept. So we really focused on that during this time as well. We ran several campaigns and we continue to do so, trying to encourage residents to support local wherever they can. We launched a Salmon Arm and Shuswap page on the Support Local BC website, and I really encourage local residents to check out that page. Right now there's about 60 Shuswap businesses that are registered on that site, and it's a great way to be able to purchase gift cards with the surety that 100% of the purchase price is going directly to the businesses, so there's zero admin fees for that, for those businesses that are registered on that site. So it's a great way to support local, contributing now and perhaps spending those gift cards down the road. Another just a free, easy way that residents can support local right now is just considering hopping on to some of those review sites and providing a quick review to your favorite business. It really helps to elevate the exposure of those businesses as we emerge from the pandemic. So a really easy way that consumers can support local as well.
Awesome. Great points. So obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic, but I mean, I understand that like Salmon Arm is doing fairly well. Like real estate is doing very well. I just want to know, like, do you like businesses adapting during this time? You said you've been very impressed with everyone coming together, but in terms of the community as a whole, like, isn't it doing fairly well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In true Salmon Arm fashion, we have come through this just exceedingly well. It's really interesting going into the pandemic. You know, it's just such an unknown how it's going to affect not only our local economy, but of course, provincial and even globally. And what Salmon Arm has seen is significant inflow. You know, word is getting out on our small city with big ideas, and it's definitely drawing attention. So we've seen really consistent population growth in Salmon Arm, even throughout the pandemic, and lots of urban dwellers who are really looking to move to a smaller, safe community with all of the amazing assets that Salmon Arm has. So we've seen really significant inflow, especially from Lower Mainland during this time. Remote work attributes have also helped. You know, people are realizing that they can work from anywhere and have the quality of life that they desire. So Salmon Arm has been, you know, a huge draw throughout the province during this time. BC Business recently ranked us number 6 most resilient community in the province, and that's based on those same indicators that are really big draws for new residents, things like safety, things like unemployment rate, and new business establishments, diversity of our economy. All of those things are huge factors, so it's a real draw for residents for sure. Our housing market has been really crazy in our community for sure, and we've seen significant increases in sales volume and housing prices, and along with that, you know, demand for rental, which that remains a consistent challenge in our community, that providing longer term rental housing for local residents. So there's definitely an impact there on our housing market.
Now, lastly, can you tell us a bit about the Salmon Arm Municipal and Regional District Tax, so the MRDT program, and how maybe that connects with the Silverbacks?
Yeah, absolutely. And it definitely connects with the Silverbacks. So the MRDT program is a 2% hotel tax program. It's quite common throughout British Columbia, and Salmon Arm began collecting this tax in mid-2017. So it's a tax charged to visitors, a 2% addition to their accommodation fees at their hotels and resorts that they may be staying at. And that 2% is returned back to the city. And SAIDS oversees that funding through an MRDT committee that guides how those funds are spent. And so the funds are spent to attract additional visitors to our communities for overnight stays. And the big focus of that program is really off-season development. So our fall and winter season, that's the time frame where we can see the most significant opportunity for tourism growth in Salmon Arm. And of course, event attraction, event hosting is a direct link to that off-season development. Silverbacks are a huge, important partner in that draw to our community for sports tourism opportunities. So we've worked with the Silverbacks on a few initiatives so far and look forward to continuing that relationship going forward.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Lana, for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, Nathan. Appreciate the opportunity.